I think we're good to go. Welcome to Conduent's second annual shareholders meeting. I'm Bill Parrett, Chairman of the Board, and I will chair today's meeting. I'm proud to be part of the work that's occurring at Conduent under Ashok's leadership and the management team. I really believe what we've started out to achieve is not only achievable, but it'll put the firm and the company in a high-performing industry leadership position. Conduent is clearly heading in the right direction, and I'm confident about our success. Before Ashok provides a report to management and we begin the official business of the meeting, let me introduce the members of the Board of Directors who are sitting right here in the front. Joey Gregor. Joey, would you mind standing just for a moment? Joey's the retired Managing Director of Leadership Development for Warburg Pincus. Courtney Mather is a Portfolio Manager at Icon Capital, LP. Michael Nevin, Financial Analyst at Icon Capital, LP. Michael Nutter, the former Mayor of the City of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Virginia Wilson is the Senior Vice President, Chief Financial Officer of Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association. Ashok Momori, everybody knows Ashok, sitting up here with the head table. And also incumbent Director Paul Gallant, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Verifone Systems, is not able to be with us today. And also seated in the front row is Nicholas Graziano, a nominee-elect for the board. Nick is the Portfolio Manager at Icon Capital. Welcome, Nick. And Vince, who is the President and Founder of VDA Asset Management Group and a Senior Managing Director of the Icon Capital Group, retired now, is no longer going to be standing for election. So we want to thank Vince for all of the great work he's done for us over the past year. And from Pricewaterhouse, the company's independent auditors. Pierre, where are you? Huh? Want to stand up? Thank you very much. Doing a good job for us. And finally, please note that we are recording the proceedings of today's meeting so that the shareholders who cannot personally attend the meeting today can replay the proceedings, and also to make sure that we have an accurate record of the proceedings of the meeting. Now let me turn the podium over to Ashok, who will introduce the management team and provide a report to management.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning and welcome to Conduent's annual shareholders meeting. It is with a sense of accomplishment that I address you this morning to share some of our achievements from our first year as a standalone company. As I have maintained consistently, our goal is to transform Conduent into a profitable, sustainable, growth-oriented enterprise. We are making steady progress towards this end. In addition, we are repositioning ourselves to become a technology-led digital interactions company. This distinct positioning, we believe, will be crucial to the results we deliver in order to achieve the industry leadership to which we aspire. First, I'd like to introduce members of the Conduent senior leadership team, if each would stand as I call out their name. Brian Walsh, Chief Financial Officer. Mike Peffer, General Counsel. Jeff Friedel, Chief People Officer. Dave Amirail, President. Christine Landry, Group Chief Executive, Consumer and Industrials, and Pratap Sarkar, Group Chief Executive, Financial Services and Healthcare. Our leadership team has been instrumental to our success in 2017, and I thank the team for its good work. 2017 was a successful beginning for us. We achieved or exceeded our goals on all key financial metrics, ending the year with a healthier balance sheet and on track to generate profitable growth in our core business as we come through 2018. These results required aggressive changes across almost every facet of our business. We've made significant progress towards becoming a unified, more efficient, more agile, and higher-performing company. This is in stark contrast to how we began our journey. As a diverse conglomerate of many disassociated businesses, lacking a common core or consistent thread with declining financials. Here are some examples that I thought I'll share with you. Becoming one company. From day one, this was a primary goal for us. We consolidated more than 50 brands under Conduent. This is not just a cosmetic exercise. We developed and launched our core values and Conduent culture system in order to steadily shape the consistency of our behavior, decisions, and actions, not just the consistency of our look and feel. Go-to-market strategy. We reinvented our go-to-market strategy around industry verticals with a clear delineation of selling roles between new business development and existing account management. We exited thousands of unprofitable or untenable accounts, and we established higher standards for the way we pursue and bid on business opportunities. Today, we are evaluating each opportunity not only for the financials, but for its technology content, labor model, and potential to coexist in our business model. With each new business deal, we are developing a portfolio of transactions more aligned to Conduent's core business, becoming a technology company. New technologies are radically transforming the way services of all kinds are delivered and consumed. We began a journey with a portfolio of technology-based services, yet many of these assets required modernization and were not seen as particularly innovative. During our first year, we pledged to invest $189 million over 3 years to upgrade our portfolio of digital business platforms. We have established research practices around blockchain, analytics, mobile, and IoT, and established strategic partnerships with Microsoft and Google. Cost structure. Much of our first year was focused on addressing our uncompetitive cost structure. As you know, we have committed to save $700 million over our first 3 years. Coming through 2017, we are ahead of this goal, giving us strong confidence that we will be able to meet this ambitious commitment. Investing in our people. As a service-based company, our global workforce is our greatest asset. During our first year, our focus was largely on laying the foundation to build a strong employee value proposition, including the standardization of people practices, policies, and processes. And we have taken a number of actions to drive a high-performance culture that recognizes and rewards strong performance. I also want to share the progress we are making to streamline our portfolio around a core set of businesses. Since our launch as Conduent, we have now announced plans to divest up to $1 billion of revenue. The result will be a company built on the most desirable, viable, and feasible assets in the portfolio against what we inherited. Our core business is built on common source of value creation, technology, standard methods, and flexible labor models. Lastly, our core assets have leverage for relationship expansion across our client base, since increasing service line penetration is vital for organic revenue growth. Our clients hire us to manage essential interactions with the people they serve, from administering payments to citizens, processing benefits for employees, or managing communications with consumers. Across the full spectrum of the work we do, we work on behalf of our clients to manage data-intensive, repeatable, individualized interactions happening 24/7. While our portfolio spans many segments, we are simply not in the tolling business, or in the HR business, or in the payments business. We are not simply a business services company. We are in the business of helping our clients manage digital interactions with the people they serve seamlessly, securely, personally, and at massive scale. We are a digital interactions company. I am confident about the trajectory we are on. We have the right team, we are making the right investments, and our new go-to-market approach is resonating well with our clients. We are on track with our financial performance. The results of our strategic transformation program are clearly visible, and we are well positioned for profitable growth. Thank you again for your support of Conduent. Now let me hand the podium back to Bill.
Thanks, Ashok, and a great first year, and thanks to the management team as well. So I'll now ask Mike Pfeffer to handle some of the preliminary business. Mike?
Good morning. Greg Viliotis of ComputerShare has been appointed to act as Inspector of Election at this meeting. He has subscribed his oath of office and he has submitted his report as follows. There were outstanding on March 27th, 2018, the record date for this meeting, 210,493,863 shares of common stock. The holders of approximately 182,679,002 shares are present at this meeting in person or by proxy, or approximately 86.8% of the outstanding shares of the common stock. Accordingly, a quorum is present. During this meeting, Mr. Perrett and members of management may make comments that contain forward-looking statements, which by their nature address matters that are in the future and are uncertain. Actual future financial results may be materially different. I turn it back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Mike. Since we do have a quorum present, I now declare that the meeting is legally convened. We will now conduct the formal business of the meeting. I do ask that you restrict your remarks to the subject matter of the specific proposal that is being presented as we go through the formal business section of the agenda. Once the meeting is adjourned, Ashok will take questions and comments on other matters from the floor during the general discussion period, and that's indicated in the agenda that's on your seat or the seat next to you. If you would like to speak or ask a question, please raise your hand and proceed to the aisle, and a microphone will be brought to you. And then please state your name and, if appropriate, the name of the organization that you're representing. As stated in the rules of order on your seat, we ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes. For those shareholders who wish to vote in person, there are ballots available on the table at the back of the room. So if you need a ballot, please raise your hand and one will be brought to you. Those ballots will be collected, and then when all is completed, the votes will be concluded with other votes that have been provided electronically and so on. So Mike will now present the nominations for the board. Mike?
On behalf of the Board of Directors, I nominate the following persons named in the proxy statement for election as directors to hold office for a term of 1 year and until their successors have been elected and qualified: Ashok Vemuri, Paul Gallant, Nicholas Graziano, Joey Greger, Courtney Mather, Michael Nevin, Michael Nutter, William Perrett, and Virginia Wilson.
Thank you very much, Mike. Is there any discussion on this point? Any questions? Since there are no additional comments, we will proceed. Mike, will you please present the proposal regarding the ratification of the selection of the independent registered public accounting firm?
I move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved that the selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP to act as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the year 2018 be and is hereby ratified.
Thank you, Mike. Is there any discussion on this point? Since there's no discussion or additional comments, we'll proceed. Mike, will you please present the proposal regarding the approval on an advisory basis of the 2017 compensation for our named executives?
I move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved that the company shareholder approve on an advisory basis the compensation of the named executive officers as disclosed in the company's proxy statement for the 2018 annual meeting of shareholders pursuant to item 402 of Regulation SK, including the compensation discussion and analysis, the summary compensation table, and the other related tables and disclosures.
Thank you, Mike. Is there any discussion or comment, questions? Being none, since there are no additional comments, the discussion of the proposal and the resolution is now concluded. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the polls are open. If there is any shareholder who would like to vote in person or change your vote, please stand so that the ballots can be collected and tabulated with the others that previously. Can we collect this one ballot up here, please? Thank you. So the ballots have been collected and delivered to the Inspector of Election. Are all the ballots in?
Mike? It appears so, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. I now declare the polls closed. Mike, will you please present the report of the Inspector of Election?
The Inspector of Election has presented his preliminary report to me, and he has determined that, first, for the election of directors, each of the director nominees received at least 97.5% of the votes cast at this meeting for his or her election. This satisfies the majority vote requirement for the election of each of these directors. Second, for the ratification of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as independent registered public accounting firm for the year 2018, 99.6% of the votes have been cast for this proposal. And finally, for the approval on an advisory basis of the 2017 compensation of our named executive officers, 98.5% of the votes have been cast for this proposal.
Thank you, Mike. Having received the report of the Inspector of Elections, I declare that all of the directors nominated by the board have been elected. The selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for 2018 has been ratified, and the 2017 compensation of our named executive officers has been approved. There being no further business to come before the meeting is adjourned.